December 17th, Daniel in the Lion's Den. The Lord saves. Verse of the day. He sets people free and saves them. He does miraculous signs and wonders. He does them in the heavens and on the earth. He has saved Daniel from the power of the lions. Daniel 6:27. The story. Things had really changed for the people of Israel. They had been taken from their home and were now living in Babylon. They were slaves to the king of Babylon, but God had not forgotten them. He was looking after them and had a glorious plan for them. This is the story of one of God's children, Daniel. Daniel was a very hard worker. The king trusted Daniel so much that he put him in charge of the kingdom. The other men who helped the king were jealous of Daniel, and they tried to look for something that Daniel did wrong to get him in trouble. Daniel continued to work hard, and the king's helpers could find no fault in him. They became very angry at this and came up with a plan to get rid of Daniel. So they went to King Darius. The helpers told him, "King Darius, we want you to make a law that says everyone in the kingdom should pray only to you, and anyone who does not follow your command will be thrown into the lion's den to be eaten by the lions." The king agreed and made the law. Daniel knew about the law that King Darius made, but Daniel believed in God and refused to pray to anyone other than God. Daniel got on his knees and prayed to God 3 times each day. In his prayers, he thanked God. He asked God for help. The king's helpers saw Daniel praying to God. The men reminded King Darius of the consequence for anyone who prayed to God rather than the king. Then King Darius said, "Yes, I remember I made a law." So the king had to give the order to put Daniel in with the lions. After Daniel was put in with the lions, the men took the biggest rock they could find and put it over the door to close off the mouth of the den. King Darius felt so bad about his decision that he could not even sleep that night. He was worried about Daniel. The next morning, King Darius went to see if Daniel was alive. When he got close to the lion's den, he called out, "Daniel, servant of God, has the God that you pray to and honor been able to save you from the hungry lions?" Daniel called out, "My king, God has sent an angel to close the mouths of the hungry lions. They did not hurt me because God knows that I am innocent. I never did anything wrong to you, my king." Daniel was alive. The king was overjoyed. King Darius decided to punish the men who tricked him and put these men and their families into the lion's den. Then King Darius wrote a letter to the world. The letter said that the God of Daniel was the living God and God's kingdom would never be destroyed. King Darius declared that God does mighty miracles in heaven and on earth. Because of God's power and Daniel's trust in the God who saves, many people came to believe and honor God that day. One day soon, God was going to send another man who would be brave like Daniel and would trust God and love him no matter what it may cost. In fact, it would cost him his very life. Jesus would die on the cross and would save us all from the dark den of sin. Discussion. 1. Who did Daniel talk and pray to? 2. What did Daniel pray for? 3. How did God answer Daniel's prayer? And now our prayer. Dear God, thank you for blessing and protecting us. Please help us to put our trust and faith in you each and every day. Please help us to love and worship you above anything else. Amen.